What is intuition, and how does it work? Intuition is perception beyond the physical senses that is meant to assist you. It is that sensory system which operates without data from the five senses. Your intuitional system is a part of your incarnation. When you leave your body, you will leave behind the intuitional system that was developed for you, as you will leave behind your personality, because it will no longer be necessary. Intuition serves many purposes. Intuition serves survival. It prompts you to pursue that which has no apparent reason in order to survive. Hunches about danger, for example, about what is risky and what is not, about which street is safe to walk and which is not, or about checking the car under the hood, help you to remain in the physical world. Intuition serves creativity. It tells you what book to buy for your project. It tells you where to meet the colleague that you need to meet, and which ideas from one field will complement which ideas from another. It is the hunch that a certain painting should be done in gray and that another should be done in purple. It is the sense that an idea that has never been tried before might work. Intuition serves inspiration. It is the sudden answer to a question. It is the meaning that takes form in the fog of confusion. It is the light that comes in the darkness. It is the presence of the divine. Intuition can be thought of as a type of wiring that can be used by various sources. One of these sources is the soul. Intuition is a walkie-talkie, so to speak, between the personality and the soul. This happens through the higher self. The higher self is the connecting link when the soul speaks to its personality. It is the dialogue between the personality and its immortal self. The personality-soul communication is the higher self experience. But the personality does not communicate with the fullness of its soul. All of the energy of the soul does not incarnate. To incarnate, the soul creates a personality from those parts of itself that it wants to heal in the physical environment, and from those parts of itself that it lends to the process of healing in that lifetime. So powerful is the energy of the soul that it could not advance into a physical form without, literally, exploding that form. In the creation of a personality, the soul calibrates parts of itself, reduces parts of itself to take on the human experience. Your higher self is that aspect of your soul that is in you, but it is not the fullness of your soul. It is a smaller soul self. Therefore, higher self is another term for soul, yet the soul is more than the higher self.